Good morning, it's May 3rd and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. Tonight, the Stadio Olimpico in Rome will be the stage for an electrifying UEFA Europa League semi-final clash between Roma and Bayer Leverkusen, kicking off at 2100 Central European time. This match is not just a battle for a spot in the final, but a test of strategy, skill and endurance between two of Europe's football titans. Bayer Leverkusen, the formidable German champions, are riding high on a 46-game unbeaten streak in the Bundesliga, presenting a significant challenge for Roma under the management of Daniele De Rossi. However, both teams are facing hurdles with key players sidelined due to injuries. Roma will be without Zeki Celik, while Leverkusen will miss the services of Adam Hložek and Borja Iglesias. Adding to the intrigue, Roma's star striker, Romelu Lukaku, is poised for a return, though his starting position remains a subject of speculation. Roma's coach, Daniele De Rossi, has expressed concerns over Leverkusen's Nigerian duo, Victor Boniface and Nathan Teller, who have been pivotal in their team's success. Boniface, with 5 goals and an assist in 7 appearances, alongside Teller's contributions, underscore the threat Leverkusen poses. On the other side, Xabi Alonso, Leverkusen's coach, is determined to secure their first win against Roma since 2015, acknowledging the high stakes of this encounter. For fans unable to attend the match at the Stadio Olimpico, the game will be broadcast live on Paramount Plus and TNT Sports, 2 in the UK, with additional streaming options available through the Discovery Plus app and website. As the teams prepare for this crucial showdown, the anticipation and excitement among fans are palpable, setting the stage for a memorable night of football. In a move highlighting the intensifying scrutiny on chemical warfare, the United States has levelled serious accusations against Russia for its use of chloropicrin against Ukrainian forces, marking a clear violation of the international chemical weapons ban. This development not only escalates tensions, but also underscores the grim realities of modern warfare and international diplomacy. The backdrop of these allegations is a history of Russia's contentious relationship with the Chemical Weapons Convention, with the State Department pointing to past incidents where Russia was accused of deploying nerve agents. The deployment of chloropicrin, a chemical designed to dislodge enemy troops from fortified positions, is seen as a calculated move by Russia amidst the ongoing conflict, exploiting Ukraine's reported shortage of military supplies. In retaliation, the United States is gearing up to impose sanctions on Russian entities and companies linked to the development of chemical and biological weapons. This decision is part of a broader strategy to hold nations accountable for flouting international norms and to deter the use of banned weapons. On the Ukrainian front, President Zelensky is actively seeking to bolster national security through new bilateral agreements with international allies, including the United States. These efforts are aimed at enhancing Ukraine's defence capabilities, advancing its aspirations for EU membership, and organising a peace conference in Switzerland. Amidst these strategic moves, a high-ranking Ukrainian intelligence official has been dismissed due to allegations of corruption, highlighting the challenges Ukraine faces internally. The international response to these developments is mixed, with China openly criticizing the US's planned sanctions against Russia as illegal unilateral actions. China defends its trade and economic engagements with Russia as being in full compliance with World Trade Organization rules and market principles, adding another layer of complexity to the global diplomatic landscape. This episode reflects the ongoing struggle between maintaining international security protocols and the geopolitical maneuvers of nations embroiled in conflict. As the situation unfolds, the international community remains watchful, with the actions of the United States, Russia, Ukraine, and China under close scrutiny. In a fresh look at the global economy, the OECD has updated its forecasts, revealing a mixed bag of growth expectations across the globe. With some countries gearing up for a stronger economic performance, others face more challenging prospects. The OECD's latest report projects an overall global economic growth of 3.1% in 2024, inching up to 3.2% in 2025. Notably, the United States and China are seeing their growth forecasts for 2024 adjusted upwards to 2.6% and 4.9%, respectively, signalling robust economic activity in two of the world's largest economies. However, the outlook isn't as bright for Germany, where the growth forecast for 2024 has been significantly reduced to a mere 0.2%, with a slight improvement to 1.1% expected in 2025. This sluggish growth is attributed to uncertainties around green investment incentives and the dampening effect of high interest rates on investor confidence and private investment. To counter these challenges, the OECD recommends a series of measures aimed at stimulating investment. These include the digitalization of administration, reducing bureaucratic hurdles, and offering more flexibility in tax regulations. Additionally, the organization emphasizes the importance of improving public spending efficiency, addressing infrastructure backlogs, and promoting green investments to bolster economic growth. For the Eurozone, the OECD expects a growth of 0.7% in 2024, with a more optimistic forecast of 1.5% for 2025. Despite narrowly avoiding a recession with a 0.2% growth in the first quarter, Germany's economy remains under pressure. The OECD concludes with a cautionary note on high geopolitical tensions, potentially disrupting energy and financial markets, but notes that overall risks are becoming more balanced, suggesting a cautiously optimistic outlook for the global economy. In a significant move to address the challenges of illegal migration and smuggling, the European Union has committed a substantial financial package to Lebanon. This decision not only aims to bolster Lebanon's capabilities in managing these issues, but also seeks to provide stability in a region heavily impacted by migration flows and economic struggles. The EU's pledge of 1 billion euros through 2027 is set to reinforce Lebanon's military and security forces, a critical step given the country's strategic position and the challenges it faces. This funding will also extend to improving healthcare, education, and social services, areas that are crucial for enhancing the quality of life and stability within Lebanon. Cyprus, a member of the European Union, has reported a significant uptick in migrant arrivals from Lebanon, with nearly 4,000 migrants making the journey since the beginning of the year. This surge has raised alarms over the potential for increased migration flows, prompting the EU to take action. The aid package comes at a critical time for Lebanon, which is grappling with a struggling economy and the pressures of hosting a large number of Syrian refugees. The situation has led to heightened anti-Syrian sentiments within the country, underscoring the need for external support to manage these complex challenges. In parallel, the European Union has also entered into a migration agreement with Egypt, aimed at curbing irregular migration to Europe. This agreement, alongside the aid to Lebanon, reflects the EU's broader strategy to address migration issues at their source, seeking to create conditions that reduce the need for people to leave their home countries. In a heart-wrenching incident in Hainault, northeast London, a young life was cut tragically short on the way to school. 14-year-old Daniel Anjorin's journey was halted by a devastating sword attack, leaving a community in mourning and sparking a crucial debate on public safety and police preparedness. On the morning of the attack, Daniel Anjorin became the victim of a violent crime that not only claimed his life, but also left two police officers and two other individuals with injuries. The assailant, identified as 36-year-old Marcus Aurelio Arduini Monzo, was later charged with murder and attempted murder, appearing in court on May 2, 2024. The brutality of the incident has sent shockwaves through the city, especially as it coincided with London's mayoral and council elections, where crime prevention and trust in law enforcement were already hot-button issues. In the aftermath of this tragedy, the community rallied together, setting up a GoFundMe page for Daniel's family, which remarkably raised over £30,000 in just one day. This overwhelming response underscores the collective grief and desire to support those affected. Meanwhile, the injured police officers are reported to be on the mend, a small glimmer of positive news amidst the sorrow. The broader implications of this attack have ignited a debate on the need for police to be better equipped to handle such armed threats, with discussions centering around the provision of tasers and other defensive gear. As the legal proceedings against Monzo unfold, authorities are urging anyone with information to come forward, hoping to piece together the events leading up to this tragic day. The community, while reeling from loss, stands united in seeking justice for Daniel and in calling for measures to prevent such senseless violence in the future. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.